pretty similar to God Bless You, Pastor Rice, Sister Rose, and all the saints. This is Sister Diane Johnson, who's so very thankful and blessed to be at the Overcomer. Thank you, Jesus, and praise your holy name. And I do pray for all the precious family of God everywhere and ask your continued prayers for me if they are appreciated. The broadcast and the daily bread are always a blessing and very much needed. Thank you, Brother Rice, for all your edifying and encouraging preaching of Jesus. Just keep on preaching as the saints do need you. May the Lord help the saints to stand fast and fight the good fight of faith. Come quickly, Lord Jesus, come is my prayer. And Lord bless all the saints everywhere. Maranatha.
Saints, it's getting late. Brother Walter said we should harvest grapes today. Also, we've still got some okra to harvest. But God is good. Someone told me that they rescued this out of the garbage more than once. We like to keep this. The reason we like to keep it, because it's good, it helps you measure out a small amount. The other, you don't have any control. So we don't want to throw this away. All right? Good enough? We want to be faithful in all things. Now I'm going to act like I mean that. The Lord has given us faith. He's put his love in us, given us brothers and sisters. So eyes to see, ears to hear, hearts to perceive. So he requires us to be faithful. Is that all right? Now, some of y'all aren't looking right. So again, that tells me about you. That tells me about your off-duty time. Only thing about us, there's no off-duty. You know, in the Army, they say, even in the military, when they said off-duty, you were on duty. Absolutely. But what we do in secret, it's manifest. I'm always going to say that. I'll say it like this. Your face tells me what you've been doing. I don't care what your mouth say. And the way some of us look, we haven't been doing right. Now, I'm right to tell you, because I do right in secret. I'm almost done. You ain't going to lie to me. You don't lie to the Holy Ghost. Y'all tell me that you've been doing right in secret and your heart's full of malice and envy and strife. Come on. There, your heart may be that way, but it's because you haven't been doing right in secret. You haven't been casting down imaginations and bringing thoughts captive. Or we give lip service to it, but that's about all. Thank you, Lord. I'm going to help me, Jesus. Father, in Jesus' name, help me to speak as the oracles of God. Cause our ears to hear, our hearts to perceive. Cause us to walk in your way, O God. We would glorify you in our bodies and our spirits, which are yours. Help me now is my prayer. I pray in Jesus' name. I give you the thanks and praise. Thank you, Lord, for keeping us throughout the night, waking us up today. Once again, we're gathered in the dining hall to worship you. We would worship you in spirit and in truth. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. So, where do I start? Where do I start? Where do I start? Oh, thank you, Lord. Let's start with us representing Jesus Christ. We're on display. Reason being, because of our confession, our profession. Here's what we say. We believe this is the last time. We believe that Jesus Christ is coming back for us very soon. So we endeavor to make ready for him. Now that's what we say. And then we depart from that. Hallelujah. So this is the testimony we give to those we wonder, why don't my children believe me? Why can't I influence them? I'm telling you why. Now, still, we must put in that knowledge that no matter what you do, they will not come except God draw them. But that don't take away from us being a sorry witness. You understand that? That does not take away from, and if we're going to enter in, we'll have to be faithful witnesses. You understand what I'm saying? That means our face will have to look right when we talk about Jesus. Now, here's what Teresa said. How about somebody come in here and see you sitting with all the sisters over there? Well, what if somebody see us coming here so damn slow for? What about that? We don't, that doesn't concern us. We're just concerned about where Pastor Rice sit. Huh? Seated together in heavenly places in Christ. But consider now, anything and everything that we do, we're representing Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. So we're examples. Hallelujah. Now, what I told Brother Malone yesterday, I've said before, sometimes we get sort of overwhelmed with, you know, how wretched folk are. The way to balance that out is always look in the mirror. In fact, that's what you're doing, looking in the mirror. What Rose told me, said, these sisters need a mirror in their place. So we went to Lentz and put mirrors in there. Well, I need to receive light from them. Why would somebody need a mirror in their house? Does the scripture speak of mirrors? Do we have any admonition about when we look in the mirror? Oh. But what happens, see, these words mean life to me because I'm yielding to God. Otherwise, I'd look like some of y'all. Yeah, consistently. Consistently. You think it's because of Neil don't treat you right. It's because of your heart. So I told him, I said, brother, you know, we are representatives of Jesus. You know. We are. Absolutely. And we are to follow his steps. What we go through as men, Jesus has already done that. And he set forth a right example for us to do. So whatever Neil did to you, they did to Jesus Christ. So what we do is follow the example of Jesus Christ. And whatever they did to Jesus, he always forgave them. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. All right. Is that what I told you, brother? Not the first time, though. You see what I'm saying? I preach like this all the time. And when I see you walking contrary, then this is always in my heart. That's why whatever Neil does to me, I'm still the same. See? Neil's not going to move me away. I'm just using you for an example, brother. Oh, we could use anybody. I started out with Jesus. I'm going through. So the brother said, man, I just never seen it like this. I didn't know I was going to come here and see all this foolishness and all this backbiting, all this strife. And I didn't think I'd ever see. I thought I was going to come here and learn the things of God. Amen. Amen. Absolutely. Absolutely. So I said, Jesus experienced all that we have. It says it in the book that he's been touched with the feeling of our infirmity. So he's able to help us. He can identify with anything. How Charles treats Sharon, how Sharon treats Charles. He can identify with that. See? We don't take it like that. What we like to do is, oh, my God, nobody has it like me. Now, whatever I see what he sees. Absolutely. So I told him, I said, man, you need to be a testimony. I said, you talk like all the folk that's left. I never thought I'd see. So they leave. But I said, there's a testimony against them because the ones that go through the same thing, they're still here. Y'all see what I'm saying? Y'all see that? Y'all all leave. If I'm here, I'll be a witness for God. Y'all see what? And They throw all of that away, though, because they say, well, you know, I saw this and I saw that and I saw that and I left. Well, I see and I see and I say. So it's all right that you leave, but don't blame it on your neighbor. Don't say I left because they were so wicked. Don't do it like that. Don't, I left because Brother Stewart. Don't do it like that. You know, but that's what we do. And when you begin to talk like that, then you're on your way out. I didn't think I'd come here and see all of this. Well, I told you. You've been listening to Brother Stewart. He told you. Come on. That's what I'm saying. We need to hear what the Spirit says. This is an ongoing process. We talked about coming with preconceived notions. I've never preached like that. I used Terry for a platform. He said that's what the prophet told him. Well, I guess what he said to one, he said to all. This will help us in anything. Not having preconceived notions. That's why we can't work things out together. We say, it's got to be the way that I perceive it. It's never going to work out like that. No, it has to be the way that follows righteousness and peace. And you're not just fully expert on that like you think you are. You understand that. It's evident that you think you are because you keep holding to it. Well, it's got to turn out like this. God works all things after the counsel of his own will. Everything. Hallelujah. He has his own way. So we should submit to that and say, thou art righteous, O God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. All right. So, you know, the things we read in the books, and he reads, what do you read there, brother? Spurgeon, what some of them other writers you read? Who? R.C. Rowell? Who? J.C. Rowell. Yeah. But I said, after you read all those books, brother, then you have to take the test. Huh? That's what we don't understand. Well, you know, I read the book. If you read the book, then you know you have to take the test. Everybody understand that? And what we like to think is, well, we know the test. Once we get through it, we do. Once we get through it, we'll know the test. That's called coming into the knowledge of the truth. Ever learning, never able to come into that applies to us. All the scriptures apply to us. Nothing's written in there for the world. They don't have eyes to see, don't have ears to hear. God don't intend to save them. He intends to save you. He called you out of the world. So love not the world, nor the things of the world. Don't walk in the ways of the world. Savor the things that be of God. Hallelujah. So, Elmer Lord, I went over there yesterday, Rose and I slammed him. You happy now, right? Didn't I, Rose? Thank you. Amen. Then I came back over here and sat down, and we talked for a little bit. And I said, Rose, I got to go back over there. So I went back over there, and I was a little bit more gentle. And that's when I was telling, brother, you an example. Nobody's really done you wrong. You know that. I said, the reason you're talking like this is because of the condition of your heart. Well, we say amen, that's right, but whenever we enter into it, we keep looking at the other person. You know, I try to be nice to Sherry, and she keep refusing me. Don't look at Sherry. Just be nice to her. See what I mean? If I preach to y'all and, you know, y'all don't give me what I expect, what am I going to do? I just have to keep preaching. This is for my perfection. Thank you, Lord. But that's how we like to do it. When we do what's right and the other person don't respond right, then it's no use. You do what? Hey, Kurt, what's the deal? Well, I want to remind Kurt of that because everything we say, we judge ourselves. I see Kurt sitting up there, and he's doing something on the computer, and I don't hear him. And many times I've called out, said, Kurt, come on, let's pray. Now, what Kurt would like to say, I'm busy and I can't use my mouth. That's wicked. Y'all hear me saying it? Especially when he talk about everybody else. You understand? Yeah, why can't Kurt say, hallelujah, and still do what he's doing? If he can't, then stop doing it. Let somebody else do it. Do I preach good? This is what's in my heart. I'm not going to be two-faced before y'all. We don't have any excuse not to give God glory, except that a heart isn't working right. I'm trying to make that plain to y'all. Y'all think, well, Pastor Rice, I want us to be God's children and give God the glory. That has to do with our yielding to Him. Submitting to Him. Then we declare that He is God. That's how we declare. I mean, what better chance are we going to get? Huh? To open our mouth. We got a tabernacle. We got loudspeakers. We got microphones. We got dining hall. We got lungs. We got lips. What like I? Hey, what like I? Come on, brother driver. What like I? Hallelujah. Yeah, I said, man, that's the standard line, folks say. I didn't know it was going to be like that. You know we preached about that. And we don't. Absolutely not. It's God's purpose. That's so we can come into the knowledge of the truth. Because before we experience, we think we know. Y'all understand that. Once we experience, we're made perfect. Absolutely. No matter what you how many times you've seen it, you don't know. Amen. Until you experience it. Amen. That's why the world don't know what we're talking about. Amen. We shouldn't act like we don't know what we're talking about. Huh? What kind of witness are we going to be? We talk about the joy of the Lord and the peace and all of that. And every time the world see us, we talk like they talk.
Thank you, Lord.
We're always murmuring and complaining. Always biting in the vine. Come on. But sorry testimony.
Amen.
And what we'd like to say is, well, I wouldn't do it, but my neighbor makes me do it. That's not the
Hallelujah.
Truth. I just heard the preacher preaching like
Amen,
that. He said, y'all do this and y'all do that.
Woo!
Then you're going to blame the prophet.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Or your brother or
Thank
your sister.
Jesus.
What I said to the brother, I said, Jesus went through what we did,
yes.
What we are going through,
yes.
And he responded righteously.
Yes.
But I said, there's a difference.
Yes.
He was holy, righteous,
yes.
Never sinned.
Amen.
Whatever happened to us, we are always a contributing factor.
Amen. Always.
No matter what we think.
Woo,
that wasn't the case with Jesus.
Yes.
But
Amen.
No matter what happened to us, come on,
Amen.
We are always a contributing
Amen.
Factor. Yes, we are.
Yes,
yes we are.
Yes.
Now, we don't receive it like that. That's why we have problems. What is that? I ain't doing nothing wrong. It's them beating up on me. It's Pastor Rice condemning me. I ain't doing nothing wrong. Since we're in this flesh, we're a contributing factor to everything that happened to us. Not the case with Jesus. He went about doing good. Huh? Healing all that were oppressed of the devil. And he was treated like we are. We deserve to be treated like we are. Because we treat people like we're treated.
Thank you, Lord.
Well, what we like to say, well, I've never done any of that stuff.
Hallelujah.
You know, when I try to stay away from that stuff, and when it came up, I departed from it. Well, that's a good way to, but that's not true.
Thank you,
Lord. That's just not true. We've all stirred up trouble. Absolutely. I'm not asking y'all. And we all have gotten less than our iniquity deserves. Now, when we come into the full knowledge of this truth, come on, I'm talking about coming into the knowledge of the truth, not hidden out, then it stops our complaining.
Amen.
It stops our blaming. Yes, it does.
Amen.
Instead, we start giving thanks and start.
Yes, Lord. Amen.
The reason we have trouble giving thanks, because there's too much damn complaining
Amen.
In it. Too much somebody done me wrong. Too much they ain't doing it right. See, some in here saying, I ain't preaching right. You know why? The damn heart's not right. If I'm not preaching right, then you're welcome to come and preach. Now, I've said that too, huh? What we got is a, huh? Y'all can preach. But rather than preach, we're fault finders. And some way or another, we're going to indicate, whether by body language or our refraining from certain things, that Pastor Rice isn't right. We shouldn't stand behind it. Y'all know that? Y'all see that going on? Well, that's not coming into the unity. You see, we think, I do this and we're coming. You ain't even concerned about the unity. You're concerned about your damn self. And the way we like to say it is, well, I'm spiritual. I see you're a carnal fool. Y'all hear me talking? You're a damn carnal fool. Huh? You let the devil keep you from coming into the unity. You're not going into the kingdom. No, not unless you go with the body. And to come into the knowledge of the truth is seen in how we live. And it's evident that some ain't coming into the knowledge of the truth because they know too much. That will keep you from coming into the knowledge of the truth. I don't want to hear you preach, Pastor Rice. I know all about it. And when you don't say it right, I'm going to correct you. You will never come into the knowledge of the truth.
Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord.
Never. Oh, help me, Jesus. Well, what's going to happen, Pastor Rice? I'll just have to hold fast. You understand? Yeah, well, be not weary in well-doing. Our estimation of what it takes is just not good. That's why we get angry with God. That's why we don't understand that we need to do things. And things be because we really don't have the truth of what it takes. Now, we can as long as we continue. You understand? But when we take a detour like, man, I never thought it was going to be like that. I thought we were going to come here to learn the things of God. Then we've taken a detour. Amen. You understand? Amen. Y'all hear me talking?
Hallelujah.
You understand your eyes and your heart are connected?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
That's why we have eyes to see, ears to hear, heart to perceive. All working together. The heart isn't working right. Our eyes are not working right either. No. Mm-mm. Well, we don't see right. And we don't perceive right. I tell you, when there's something in your heart against your neighbor, they won't get anything right. And you can use that for a measuring stick. If there's anybody in here that don't do anything right in your eyes, your heart's not right for it. See how simple I talk? You're going to turn it around, though, ain't you? Whenever there's a problem, you're going to point at how wicked they are, aren't you? Huh? Hear what I'm saying? Hallelujah. If we can't find Jesus in our neighbor, then I guess our heart's not right. And if we're going to, you know, exalt the other things and minify the Christ in them, then our heart's not right. If you find Christ in them anywhere, then work with that. Otherwise, you're going to work with all the other stuff. Then you're not going to be happy. You're not going to be content. You won't have any joy. You're going to be removed from the fellowship. No? What a fellowship. What a joy divine. Leaning on the everlasting arms. What a blessedness. What a peace is mine. Leaning on the everlasting arms. Leaning, leaning, safe and secure from all alarm. Leaning, leaning, leaning on the everlasting arm. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Patient, bearing or enduring. Pain. Trouble, etc. Without complaining. How are we going to make it, Lord? losing control, self-control, making a disturbance, etc. Oh, God, how are we going to make it? No complaining? Oh, God. Hallelujah. No being sober and vigilant? Hallelujah. Oh, God. Help me, Jesus. Help me, Jesus. Help me, Lord. Patience implies the bearing of suffering. Provocation. Oh, thank you, Lord. Delay, tediousness, etc. Etc. meaning such things. You know, it follow, it sets an example or a pattern, and then it like things. With calmness and self-control. See? Hallelujah. That's so as we come into the knowledge of the truth. This is with anything. Coming into the knowledge of the truth mean things take on a new meaning.
Amen.
That's why I say when we know it all, when we're not teachable, we're not going to come into the knowledge of the truth. Because we say it's the way I perceive it, ain't going to change, ain't going to move. You won't come into the knowledge of the truth.
Amen.
Coming into the knowledge of the truth is it takes on new meaning.
Amen.
That's what it means.
Hallelujah.
Or more revelation.
Yeah.
Same difference.
Amen.
You can say it either way.
Amen.
But if you say, I've got all the revelation, you're not going to come into the knowledge of the truth. You'll be ever learning, ever learning, ever learning. Never able to come into the knowledge of the truth. The mirrors are for us to, you know, see where what we look like and make an adjustment.
Amen.
That's what mirrors are for. Oh, we got a house full of them. Huh? Now, when you look in the mirror, you can't reach in the mirror and make an adjustment. Only in the cartoons. But in reality, when you make the adjustment, you have to make it on this. And once you make it on this, the mirror will reflect it. But in our wisdom, we always like to try to get the mirror and make the adjustment. And the mirror is just to show you the adjustment that you need to make. So don't look in the mirror and go away and forget what adjustment you need to make or what manner of man you are. All right? Hallelujah. Oh, let's walk in this light. Hallelujah. Hopefully, you know, Brother Malone will find a place of good repentance because he figured that, man, this is what I ought to do, seeing how I've been done. You understand that? Am I talking right, Brother Malone? Okay. Hey, he's coming along. He's coming along. Well, I know that because I believe what I preach. Y'all understand the difference? Please understand that this is how I perceive things, how I look at things. And when he told me that his reason was because he see all this wretchedness, I know better than that because I believe what I preach. Yeah, I do. Yeah, I do. Plus, I've had experience. I told him some of our experiences. Absolutely. That's why I can speak. That's how I've come into the knowledge of this truth. That's how the scriptures have taken on a different meaning for me. And every day they take on a different meaning because I have more experience. And I don't forget where I came from. Hallelujah. Anytime we despise others, we ain't going into the knowledge of the truth. No, heady, proud, high-minded. You're not in the way of the Lord. And no matter how much knowledge you have, it ain't true. Please understand that. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Help me, Jesus. I'm going on. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Well, preaching, that's divine work, brother. But Thank you, Lord. It has its ups and downs. But please understand that. Doesn't mean that the truth changes. It doesn't change. It can't change. It's the truth. You get more understanding. That's what coming into the knowledge of the truth. If you have all the understanding of living in a community, like some of us do, that's why we can critique everybody else. Now, I'm just telling you where this stuff comes from. When we have a problem with everybody else, this is the core of it. You know, we have all the knowledge of how it should be done, but we don't know like we ought to know, else we go ahead and pass this test. You hear what I'm saying? Now, Kurt, as much as I love him, he's quick to get upset about, you know, other folk. What he's doing is getting upset about himself. He's looking in the mirrors. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, I could say like Brother Malone. Man, I never think coming to a community that saints would just take it upon themselves to take a day off, you know, not show up and not ask anybody. I could say it like that, couldn't I? I see. Well, he don't consider that like what he's been seeing. That's because he's not looking at himself. So him taking a day off or what, and then making a vow that he's going to take more days off, even till the feast days. I never heard of excrement like that. You understand? No, I never figured it'd be like that. I never thought I'd see people stand up and revile the prophet. I don't know the guy's name, but he was sitting right over there, and well, he talked to Brother Stair like he was a dog. Absolutely. Not the only one, though. I said, my God. But you see, this is the experience I have, which allows me to come into the knowledge of the truth. So I know they talk to him like that. So you see how I respond when folk talk to me like that? Hallelujah. Well, the only thing I don't do is leave my place.
Amen.
Understand? I'm not going to let you set me down and shut me up. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. But if we would just receive it, then we'd be okay. Y'all don't hear what I'm saying. I hope you do. Then you'll understand how I receive what you tell me. See? And when he was telling me all about what Neil had done, well, come on. I've got experience. They don't always say nice things about me. Don't slow me down. Don't make me want to leave. Hallelujah. Does not make me want to leave. I'm grateful to be here. I believe it's where God wants me to be. I believe it's where he wants you to be. And that's how we started out, huh? I'm going here because I believe that's where God, that's what he said with his own mouth. We'll go there and learn the things of God.
Amen.
Well, brother, that's what you're doing.
Hallelujah.
You're learning the things of God.
Amen.
You know, he was wounded for our transgressions.
Yes,
tempted in all points as we are. Without, they reviled him.
Yes,
yeah, they did. He reviled not.
Yes. Amen.
He didn't, my God, these men are wicked. Let me go back. Jesus didn't do that, man. Oh, he went all the way.
Amen.
He paid it all.
Huh?
Now, we just could, should, we really don't know the price that Jesus paid.
Amen.
Because it's a truth that we're going into. The more we know, the better we'll treat our neighbor.
Amen.
Absolutely. But some don't even want to come into that knowledge. They want more knowledge about how the other fellow hadn't done me right. Then it's going to prevent you from coming into the knowledge. Huh? Of what Jesus Christ has done. What God has done for you. through the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. And he did it by sacrifice. I mean, he had something, he willingly gave it up. He gave his best. He gave his life. And that's what we do since we're in him. You understand Christ is living his life in us? So if no one ever reviled him, I guess that's the life of Christ. But if he wasn't mistreated, and you know, they didn't tell lies on him, well, that's not the life of Christ. Well, we seem to think that we're not in the race because these things happen to us. What we should do is go ahead and respond righteously. Amen. And come into the knowledge of the truth. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Well, I'm going to finish in Jesus' name. Oh, thank you, Lord. So the Lord knows what it takes for us. That's how he was made perfect. He experienced all the what he called vanity, helplessness, you know, sorrow, grief that we experience without sin. But he did it for our sake. So he could help us. And as we come into the knowledge of the truth, we have we're more likely to be compassionate than upset because of some, you know. You know, the Lord is compassionate toward us. Huh? He's full of compassion. Plenteous in mercy. Hallelujah. So, our test is ever before us. Hallelujah. Brother Edward. Brother, you have time. Take your time. Now, that's the other thing. We've heard brothers' testimonies. I don't know. They don't mean the right thing because you don't hear them right. He told about how he came here. He was at the bottom of the totem pole. They treated him. They kicked him around. They treated him like an unclean thing, a Samaritan. Brother Malone, you ever heard that testimony? Yeah, I see. Well, you didn't pass the test, though. He said it for our edification. So that when we encounter something like this, Brother Edward testified about it. He's not the only one. That's everybody. Everybody that comes to the community have some kind of, yes, they do. Absolutely. God purposed it to be that way. The conclusion he came to, there was God helping him because there was much wickedness in him. See?
All right, and hopefully I can edify with this testimony too, because it's the same line, same thing. But I'm gonna tell you how God taught it to me. when I came here, I thought the same thing. I thought everybody here, because you just hear on the radio, and you, even though Brother Stair, we should know better, because if we were all perfect and right here, Brother Stair wouldn't have had to rebuke like he did. But for some reason, we think people here are all just floating, you know, around, you know. And so when we come here, we have this preconceived idea. Well, I was no different. I came here with this preconceived idea that this place was just super, 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 I mean, holy. And in God's sight, it is. It is. But not the way we think. So when I got here, of course, like I said, Brother Stair went to work on me immediately.
Faithful.
Yes. and so did all the others. Right. And, so honestly, I said, man, I don't belong here, man, you know, because I'm so messed up and everybody else, you know. But then something happened. Then I started to look around. Okay, I'm this and I'm that and I'm this and I'm that. But my God, I see that here. I see it there. I see it there. I see it. And then I learned something. God taught me something. And this is the, and I think I was standing right at that door looking this way at the coffee pot one day. And all of a sudden came to me, iniquity travels with you. People that come here, that's us. You don't come here because you're perfect. And you're not coming to the people that's perfect. We are perfect now in his sight because he's God. He sees the end. But I'm saying we don't come here to a people that's got it all down and floating on air. No way. In fact, we're just the opposite. And that's why God brings us here. And he said to us, he told us, he said, I'm bringing you into the wilderness to try you, to see what is in your heart.
Hallelujah.
That's the whole purpose. So it's not because we got super Joe holy, and then he said, now you can go there. No, he brought us here to show us all of this stuff that's in us. So when we get here, whatever the wickedness that's been in our hearts, all of our lives, it travels with us. So when you come here, that's what you're going to see. Now, in my case, right, I saw it. I was being hammered, right, faithfully. And then I saw that, my God, it's all over the place. It's not just me. See? And but that's when I learned. I said, wow, okay. That's when I learned that this is a place that God brings us to take us on to perfection. Not because we're already perfect. And so to come here and be, and that's what I see every, so many times I've seen it. Probably with people come here and the first thing that happens is they get disillusioned. And then they get discouraged. Because they had it in their minds, the same thing I had, and I think everybody had. When we come here, we're coming to a people that's just so, you know, holy Joes. Whole house full of holy Joes, you know. And then it don't happen that way. But what we, but what we're not realizing when we do that, we're not realizing that we are brought the same thing with us. If this house was perfect in that manner, right, and we show up, guess what? It's now no longer perfect. See?
Truth.
So it helps a great deal when God can get it through to us in his loving, compassionate, long-suffering way that, amen, we are work in progress. And just because people are, just because you're coming to the Overcomer community, don't mean that the work has stopped with everybody else and now we got to straighten you. Or no, don't mean that we're right, see, and God's got to straighten. No, the work is in progress everywhere, the whole body, the whole house. Even with Brother Stair. When Brother Stair came
Hallelujah.
Here, Brother Stair wasn't all right when he came here. He wasn't all right when he was here.
Amen, bro.
Except in God's sight. But by the time he took his last breath, though, he was right.
Hallelujah.
It took God his whole, it took, and all that man did and taught, and all of the great exploits that he did, it took all that time for God to get him to where he could die. And it's the same with us. So saints, don't be discouraged and don't come here thinking that you're coming to a place where you're not going to see any wrong. I promise you, you're going to see a lot of wrong in according to the sight of man, according to the eye. But in according to God, he's working out his good pleasure. So God bless you. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Well, you hung by the tongue, brother. I had to hold you to it. Hallelujah. Now, work in progress, what that means is that we're seated together in heaven. The work is actually finished. Absolutely. Absolutely. And what we're seeing is the process of the finished work. Y'all understand? This is what God has done. When we get through, we'll say, oh, but we're already saved. But this is God revealing how we're saved. Y'all don't like it, do you? But that's what's happening. But we aren't saved tomorrow. We've always chosen in Christ. He don't change his mind. If we're ever chosen, we're chosen to the end. Hallelujah. And they'll be manifest. You know, the ones he's chosen will maintain the faith. The ones that he haven't chosen, somehow they'll depart from the faith. Hallelujah. Because by faith, by grace are you saved through faith. Through faith. Hallelujah. Through faith. Thank you, Lord. So, yeah. Work in progress means God is showing us what he's done in us. That doesn't make any sense. You mean it's like you see a finished product and then you go back at the store and show how you put it together. That's what God's doing. He's showing us what he's already done. Absolutely. I won't back up. Hallelujah. He's showing us what he's already done. Thank you, Lord. Glory, glory. And our neighbor is very necessary. The body is very necessary. Huh? Thank you, Lord. Remember Psalms 133:1? Behold how good, how pleasant for brethren to dwell together in unity. Boy, how there's so much against unity. Huh? Why? Well, you have to give up your iniquity. And seem like folk want to hold on to it and blame everybody else for the no unity. am I talking good? Yeah, it's because of Neil, you know, he won't come along with us. Well, if we walk in the Spirit and he walk in the Spirit, there will be. And then Neil will be crucified and so will I. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. But as we come into the knowledge of the truth, how about that? Then we'll start earnestly crying out to God for that which we need. As much as I try to encourage us, you know, say things like, make us one. Incidentally, that's how it goes in John 17. So it's not unsound doctrine. But still, I can't impress upon a people who really need to come into the unity to say it. I mean, actually say it. We say everything else. We say, you know, he didn't treat me right. He treated me like a dog. He threw my stuff out. Why don't we say, Lord, make us one? See? Now, which is more profitable? Why won't we say it then? Now, some will say it. That's because they're coming into the knowledge of the truth.
Thank you, Lord.
Y'all know that's how Jesus prayed? And y'all won't pray like that? You know, I try to exhort us all the time. Make us one, Lord. Make us one, Lord. See? And some won't say it. You know why? Not in their heart. Yeah, what's in their heart is, yeah, they need to come along and get to be like me. We can't do that. That would be contrary. We got to be like him. That's his purpose. Yeah, I know, but you may want me to be like Neil, but that's not what God wants. Okay. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
So I'd rather please God than to please man. I mean one. And one means putting aside all of you. Of course, we could do that when we're by ourselves. You know that. But when we get with someone, we have trouble, which tells us that we need the mirror to bring us into the truth. And the criteria or the standard is the same for anybody. Absolutely. Folk not coming here, if they're going into the kingdom, they'll have to meet the same standard. Yes, they will. Yes, they will.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Else God is a liar, and he's not righteous. Well, it's just the people at the Overcomer that have to suffer themselves to be fraud, turn the other cheek, and forsake all, and you know, I live down in Bernie, Texas. I don't have to do that.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Well, I live in Danville. I live in Circleville. I live in Orville. I I don't have to do what them guys do down there. Well, to get into the kingdom, God will work the work in you. If you get into the kingdom, and if you get into the kingdom, you will desire the work. You'll yield to the work. Yes, you will. I'm telling you, nobody's going to be saved under duress. Absolutely not. God is not going to grab you. Come on, you. No, I don't want to go. Come on. That's not how we're going to get into the kingdom. That's not how. Of course, that's what's going on now. Yeah, absolutely. I love you, Lord. And then they pull back. Oh, yeah. This perfecting process don't want none of it. Oh, no. We can't go into the kingdom without being perfected. Understand, Jesus Christ was made perfect. I thought he was God. Well, being made perfect, that he went through all the experiences. That's what being perfect. So he completely knows what you go through because he was made perfect. And how deceptive when you think that it's happening to you and nobody knows it. Come on here, Brother Malone, or whoever you are. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God, it goes back to us thinking too highly of ourselves. And any time we do that, we don't think right of our neighbor. It's just an equation. You know, it's like balancing a scale. Whatever happens on one side affects the other side. That's how everything is. If you love righteousness, you hate evil. That's just how it is. So when you think too much of yourself, then you don't think enough of your neighbor. There's no other way to say that. Usually that's where we are, lovers of our own self. And we think that's everybody else. See? Hallelujah. Lovers of pleasure. More than lovers of God. Not necessarily evil things. They're only evil in that they draw you away from God. You understand? You understand? Spending time with your grandchildren or children, not evil in itself. Going to the lake and going fishing, that's not evil in itself. But if it draws you away from God, then it's evil. Now, most of us don't honestly evaluate whether or not it draws away from God. You understand that? No, we don't. And we don't honestly evaluate ourselves or our neighbor. They go hand in hand. We lovers of pleasure, then we're not going to too much evaluate if it's going to draw us away from God. We'll just evaluate that it's the pleasure I want to seek. See? Thank you, Lord. But the truth is, there's pleasure in Jesus. Huh? Absolutely. I'm not asking y'all. Thank you, Lord. After the inward man. Yeah, old man, you have no esteem for Jesus, no esteem for your new man. There's a war there. Yeah, the twain will never meet. So daily we draw nigh to God. And we get more serious about this war on the flesh and this old carnal mind, which is enmity against God. Absolutely. It's not subject to the law of God, and it just can't be. It's Antichrist. Carnal mind is Antichrist. Absolutely. Flesh is Antichrist. Hallelujah. Y'all understand that? I'm going to build it up. It's Antichrist, but it's got no power over us. Y'all understand that? And when we talk about how this old flesh is so strong, we don't want to do too much of that. You want to say, what a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. Well, we might say like this, I'm weak, but he's strong. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. I got to help me, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. So we picked okra today for a little bit. And then I said, that's enough, brothers. we got to stop because there's something else to do. If we aren't careful, we'll stain this offering here with the blood of another. So even though I'm not a clock watcher, I do discern the time. I'm circumspect, knowing that I've got to do something else. I can't pick okra all day. Everybody understand? We got to come into the dining hall and worship. See? Hallelujah. So I said, we got to quit now. We have to do that with everything. Some of us are not so good. We find it's something that need be doing, but we can't consider other stuff. We always have to do that. I mean, in faithfulness. Otherwise, I'd still be out there picking the okra. See? It needs to be done. Well, we have to put it in the right priority and in the right order. See? Hallelujah. It may be one of the things that don't get done today, depending on what God wants. But if my heart is so that, got to get that okra, and if I don't get it, I'm not going to be, then that's where I am. Now, be honest and say, I'm like that about something. No good. No good. That's going to hamper your waiting. That's your perfection. Maybe I'll go through these scriptures and thank you, Lord. I could go on and on, but I'm saying the same thing. I'm saying the same thing. Perfecting is a work. And patience is a vehicle. Everybody understand? In our patience, we possess our soul. So it's not with what transpires. It has to do with us enduring. Yeah. No matter how nasty Neil gets, patience has to do with me enduring. Huh? No matter how stubborn the saints get, patience has to do with us enduring. See what I mean? If we look at it the other way, we won't be perfected. Hallelujah. There's nothing that's going to happen that, you know, is going to prevent you from doing what God wants you to do. Amen. No, it isn't. You might take that avenue, but not right. Amen. Oh, Jesus. Yeah. According to his immutable word, he'll work it out for your good. Amen. And we like to agree with it, you know, concerning Joseph. Yes. Concerning Job. Yes. Say, you've heard of the patience of Job. Oh, yeah, we have, but you know, that's all I can take. That's Job's patience, not mine. Well, we'll have to be perfected by just like Job. And we all know the end of Job. Huh? He got a double portion. The latter end was, and that's how it is with you. You be patient. The righteous judge will do the same toward you.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
I've not suffered for taking wrong patiently.
Amen.
Yeah, that can't be done.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. All right, let me go on. He gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, God, some pastors and teachers. He did that. Hallelujah for the perfecting of the saints. This is in Ephesians chapter 4, for the work of the ministry and for the edifying of the body of Christ. So understand that the church, we're being perfected, and we have gifts so that we can be perfected. And the end is we come into the unity of the faith. And Ephesians 4 talks about, in the first verse, second, the unity of the Spirit, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit. Well, that gets us into the unity of the faith. But remember, it's still unity. It's not the way you see it. It's not.
Amen.
We'll have to get rid of ourselves.
Amen.
And there's no way around it.
Amen.
We're Christ.
Yes, Lord.
He purchased us. He lives in us. He's perfecting us.
Amen.
And that's what all of our experiences are for. Our perfection.
Amen.
Now, anybody can read the scriptures and see, no matter where you are, in Gray, Maine, Olathe, Colorado, down in Old Mexico, up in New Dorf, Young's Cove, New Brunswick, see, Bronx, New York, Bozeman, Montana, Triune, Georgia, Darnell, Arkansas. No matter where you are, you're being perfected. Yes. That's just the truth.
Amen.
If you're going to make it in,
amen,
you'll have to go the same journey,
yes,
as the rest of the church.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
There's no other way.
No other way.
The church must
thank
be perfected.
Jesus.
That's what's going on.
Thank
if you're in the church, then you're being perfected.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. And that's to bring us into the unity,
yes,
of the faith,
yes,
unto the knowledge,
yes,
unto the knowledge of the Son of God,
yes,
unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, or completeness. And ye are complete in him,
yes,
who is the fullness of the Godhead body. We are complete in him.
Yes.
We are complete,
yes,
in him.
Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And there's more. Fullness of Christ. Again, this is coming into the knowledge of the truth. Whenever we think we've arrived, we've obtained, and it's so easy, you know. Yes, it is. It's just in man. And that's what stops him from going on into the truth. Well, I know that I'm an expert. I don't apply that to me. I'm not an expert. Huh? I'm a sinner. Saved by grace. Being conformed to the image of Jesus Christ. Being made into his likeness. He knows how to do it. I trust him. And that's not of myself. I trust him because he's given me the grace to trust him. Hallelujah. And when we trust him, we have no problem waiting patiently. Not waiting patiently means I don't know God. You know. It's been so long, and Timothy still ain't doing right. You know, but if we trust him, just like Job, just like old Joseph, no matter what happens, he just still trusts God. And that's really what it takes. We don't want to find something to say, oh, that's enough. Then we're departing. We're removing ourselves from God's perfecting work. Hallelujah. No matter what's going on, if we endure, we'll be saved.
Yes, Lord.
No matter what Kurt does, no matter what Driver does, no matter what anybody does, you just endure to the end, you'll be saved. Don't be distracted by focusing on what they're doing. That's not your salvation. And it say, henceforth will not be tossed to and fro. Carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive. They're not really looking for the truth. Huh? They're looking to uphold their doctrine, and that's how folk read the scriptures. They look in them, and they look for something to confirm their doctrine or preconceived notion. See? There's no room for God to work there. That's how some receive the preaching. Yeah, no way to hear it there. You put your ear stoppers in. Hallelujah. Well, we said at the feet of the prophet, we don't want to hear you preach. I see. And that's been common too. You know, Sister Johnson used to say, do I have to go to the Bible study to hear them brothers preach? Y'all, brother Sarah said, I'm just repeating it. Hallelujah. But you know, like some of y'all. There was Evelyn Flores down in Taos, New Mexico used to be with us. In fact, she'd say, Pastor Rice, I'm with you, man. I'm listening. Now we don't hear from her. She's one of the ones say, oh, let them other men go out and milk the cows. You preach, Brother Stair. I'm just telling you like it is. Oh, I listen to every day, Brother Stair. Now we don't hear anything from her. She's just one of many. Oh, thank you, Lord. Even now, folk extol Brother Stair's preaching while they disregard what he says. That's mockery. Deception. Absolutely. Thank you, Lord. And we need to beware of that. Don't say, oh, it couldn't happen to me. How old fir tree? The cedar is fallen. Say, woe is me. Lord, have mercy on me. Save me, Lord, lest I perish. So we have to forsake all so Christ might be all in all. And that perfecting is getting rid of you and me. I often say he's wiping us out. That's just the truth. So we can honestly, from the depths of the heart and soul, say like Paul, yet not I. We can say, I'm in the dining hall, and I'm listening to the preaching, and I'm hearing the word, but we have to say, yet not I, in everything. I'm preaching, Holy Ghost preaching, yet not I. Everything like that. When you get your eye in it, God's not glorified. God's not glorified. And you don't get along with your neighbor because your eye don't get along with your neighbor. No, you don't. Neither does my eye. Yet not I. But then we can have peace. Yet not I, but Christ, in whom we dwell. God in Christ. We are the church of God in Christ. I've got no problem with that. Huh? We're not a denomination, though. We're undivided. We're the church of God in Christ. Huh? Undivided. Praise the Lord. We are the church of God. Church of Jesus Christ, the church of the living God, the pillar and the ground of the truth. We're just the church. Hallelujah. And of course, yeah, in Christ. God put everything in Christ. That's how he reconciled. He's reconciled all things unto himself. Visible, invisible, thrones, dominion, principalities, all in Christ. You too, brother. Hallelujah. Oh, I got to get to the end. Therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on to perfection. So we have to go on to perfection. We have to go on to perfection. And this we will do if God permit. One place to say, if thou would be perfect. Well, that's how it is. We must be perfect. And we are. Hallelujah. Everybody understand? Hallelujah. God is eternal. Absolutely. And that's how he speaks. What's time for? Time is to work something, to make an end of sin and all evil. Y'all understand that? This is what God, he's erratic. It's already done. You understand? What we're seeing is how he did it. Everybody understand? You're saved. Now we're seeing how he saved us. That's when we'll appreciate being saved. Us just hearing we're saved, nothing. Until God reveals to us, truth by truth by truth by truth, what we're saved from.
Thank you, Lord.
And then we won't have any problem. Nobody will have to say thank you, Jesus. Say praise the Lord. The reason we do that now is we just don't know what we've been saved from. I'll never back up. Because I'm spiritual. No, because you just don't know where God brought you from. But you will know. Huh? Hallelujah. And you won't take a vacation to, I'm going to take a little vacation and not praise God until the feast days. You won't do it like that. I had 1,000 tongues, huh? Glory. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, help me, Jesus. I'm going through. Hallelujah. For God is not unrighteous to forget. Now, I like to cut things out. They say it's taken out of context. I think I call it expounding. I like to start with God is not unrighteous. See? And then you could just go on with that. They'll help you in any situation. Huh? Say, Neil roughs you up a little bit. Huh? Maybe Timothy roughs you up a little bit. You could take up a refrain like, God's not unrighteous. Huh? Y'all don't want to do it, see? God's not unrighteous. Y'all know it's the truth, don't you? Yeah, but we don't want it to help us. I understand. Oh, that'd take away our complaint. Well, we'd have nothing to murmur about. Huh? Well, it's the truth anyway. God is not unrighteous. He's saving you, and even that's right. Now, that's a marvel in itself. Absolutely. When God saves a wretched sinner that ought to die, and he called it right, well, we ought to give him some glory. Hallelujah. Now, people like Mr. Trump give pardons and things, but it's not right. Absolutely not. But what your pardon is righteous. Huh? Absolutely. There ain't no unrighteousness in the pardon God gave you. And it is a pardon, you understand. We're guilty as charged. To forget your work and labor of love, which you have shewed toward his name, and that you have ministered to the saints. And we all are ministers. Let's not forget that. So it's the ministry of Jesus Christ. It's the ministry of the church. We're all ministers. I'm going to find me a scripture. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Of course, ministry is a vocation. It's a calling. What we like is titles. That's the wickedness of man. Huh? He don't want all the shovel digging, all the getting muddy under the house. He just wants the title. Boy, I preach good, don't I? I get tied all in, don't I? Hallelujah. Yeah, I'm a plumber, but see, my clothes are clean. No good. No good, no good, no good. Hallelujah. Been working hard all day. Never broke a sweat. No good, no good, no good. Hallelujah. But that's how we like it, you know. Long as we got the title. Oh, yeah, that's the Pharisees. As long as they have their title. They don't care if the job gets done or not. And the job don't get done. They see my title? Y'all call me rabbi now. Huh? We're going to make long prayers. Oh, God. The scripture I'm looking for is in 1 Corinthians chapter 6. All right. It's one that we're just going to tie it in with this one. That's all. We're talking about ministry. And what some think about ministry is, you know, I don't get dirty. I don't go pull weeds. My ministry is. Well, the Bible tells us exactly what our ministry is. Amen. 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 Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
We are to serve one another.
Thank you, Lord.
See? I mean, we can find it in this one that we were reading. God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love that you've shewed toward his name and that you have ministered to the saints and do ministry. That's our ministry. Not to get upset with them and let them run us off, but to love them, serve them by love, have fervent charity among ourselves, let brotherly love continue, lay down our lives for the brethren. Well, Pastor Rice, I know all these scriptures. Well, we need to come into the knowledge of the truth. Otherwise, sounding brass, tinkling cymbals, will be ever learning. Praise the Lord. So our ministry is our neighbor. I read it right here. It's Hebrews 6 and 10. God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love. And then it expounds that you show toward his name and that you minister to the saints. This is the work and labor of love. Not fight with the saints. Not bite and devour. Not blaspheme. Not sow seeds of discord. But labor of love. Serve. Minister. Show hospitality. Well, that depends on how they act. No, no, no. I'm going to find my scripture. So let a man so account of us as the ministers of Christ. See, that's us, ministers of Christ. Well, we're not Baptist ministers. Not Church of God in Christ ministers. No, we're ministers of Christ. All right? It's the gospel of Christ. Huh? No other gospel, no other name. 2 Corinthians is what I'm looking for, I guess. I got to get to the end because Walter has to pick grapes. And we'll have to finish the okra as well. If God permits. Thank you. Hallelujah. Help me, Jesus. Thank you. I don't know. God is a good God. Oh, help him, Lord. I need thee, oh, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. I need thee, oh, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. Are we blessed? Yes. Have access by faith.
Thank you, Lord.
Into this grace. Wherein we do stand, we rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Not only so, we glory in tribulation also. Says here, we then as workers together with him, with Jesus Christ, beseech you also that you, ye receive not the grace of God in vain. Sobering should be. For he saith, I've heard thee in a time accepted, and in the day of salvation have I succored thee. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Verse 3 said, giving no offense in anything, that the ministry be not blamed. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And we're talking about the ministry of Christ. All right? Which we're all involved of. We can't just say, well, I'll leave the overcomer and I won't be involved in the ministry. Praise the Lord.
Praise
overcomer is not the ministry. It's the ministry. And everybody in the body is a minister. And it is the ministry of Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
Every member in the body is essential.
Thank you, Lord.
And as soon as we learn that, the better. Praise the Lord. Giving no offense in anything, that the ministry be not blamed. The ministry be not blamed. The ministry be not blamed.
Amen.
We're not looking at your image.
Amen.
What people think about.
Thank
the
you,
ministry.
Amen.
We're standing in defense
yes.
of the gospel.
Hallelujah.
We're Christians here.
Yes, Lord.
Endeavoring
Hallelujah.
To live the life of Christ.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Waiting on Jesus. Giving no offense in anything, that the ministry be not blamed, but in all things approving ourselves as the ministers. Listen to it. Of God. How? In much affliction. In patience. In necessities. Oh, I got to go on. Y'all want to hear the rest? Well, at first it says in patience. As ministers of God, in much patience, in afflictions, in necessities, in distresses. So that's the type of ministers we are, huh? In stripes. Oh, God. In imprisonments. I see. See, we're taking the shuck out of it. And, of course, we're not in the full knowledge of this yet because here we sit and we complain about washing dishes. Oh, I'm on the schedule. Oh, I can't help Maryland. Now, why there's anybody here can't help Maryland, I don't know. But there's some that opted not to care for her. Not good. Now, suppose when, and if they get in that situation, and we all say, well, I can't help so-and-so. That's not my ministry. Huh? That won't be so good, will it? Huh? Absolutely not. We should present our bodies. Huh? This is the minimum. We present our bodies. See, yeah, I can help care for Marilyn as much as God give me grace. But usually what we like to do is the things we choose to do. God never accepts that. You can do a million things like that, and God will not accept it. And you do the one thing that he tells you to do, he'll accept it. Well, we believe that as much as we do it. So you see, we're not into the knowledge of the truth yet. See, it don't have the right meaning for us yet. Present our bodies don't have the right meaning. Fervent prayer don't have the right meaning. No. That's because we're in the process. God is showing us how he has saved us. What a marvelous work it is. From the depths he brought us. Huh? When we look back and see, we'll say. Huh? When we understand it better by and by, the praise will go on. Hallelujah. It'll never stop. When we understand it better by and by. Hallelujah. Help me, Jesus. Give God the praise. Hallelujah. Well, we got to find somebody to pray for us. I could go on and on, but we have to, like we did the okra, we'll have to continue our worship in the vineyard. We don't have to stop. We'll just change our place. So continue in the shop. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But I got to find one more, I think. One more. Maybe two more. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let the earth hear his voice. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son and give him the glory. Great things he has. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Let the earth hear his voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father, through Jesus the Son, and give him the glory, great things he has done. We'll just finish it out. And we desire that every one of you do shew the same diligence to the full assurance of hope. Unto the end, that you be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. Everybody understand how you inherit the promises? Faith and patience. Faith and patience. Hallelujah. You know who promised? Amen. For when God promised, he made promise to Abraham. Because he could swear by no greater, he swear by himself. Hallelujah. Saying, surely blessing, I will bless thee. And in multiplying, I will multiply. So We're blessed with faithful Abraham.
Amen.
God said so.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So to get the promise, we'll have to have patience.
Amen.
There's no other way.
Glory to God.
And in our patience, we possess our soul.
Amen.
In our patience, we're tried. In our patience, we're purified. In our patience, we're conformed. In our patience, we're made into his life. Hallelujah. Now, there's another one that talks about patience being our perfected. It's in James. So count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations, knowing that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But it said, let patience have its perfect work. So the work of patience is your perfection. Praise the Lord. So what's patience? Just stand, endure. Don't look at what's around you. Certainly don't look behind. Huh? Don't look at your neighbor, but looking under Jesus. You can run the race with patience. Huh? Hallelujah. And the end of that is our salvation. Everybody okay with that? Hallelujah. All right, Brother Rico is here today. Of course, we have to keep an eye on him, make sure he walks straight. Praise the Lord. He says here to be with the brothers and help us out. He's a good worker. We can keep him focused, though. If he don't take any detours or go out pleasure seeking or anything like that. So, praise God. He do right this time. We let him come back. We got plenty of work to do. That's for the ones that are here. You know what the problem is? Well, can't find nobody to do it. And we got folk that do something. We got some that, you know, they nonstop. And then there are others, they've got a quota. And they've got certain things they do and certain things they don't do. And times they do them and times they don't do them. And they think it's all right, but it's not. All right? That's not presenting your body. Praise the Lord. All right. So at least God sent him here to, you know, take up your slack. So hopefully you'll be grateful and, you know, thank God, not talk about him being here. Just say, yeah, so glad he's here. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
We didn't want to send him away. Yeah, he just didn't want to measure up. Yeah, God willed that none perish, but we'll have to meet the mark. Everybody understand? You all staying out there in the places you are won't prevent you. If you get into the kingdom, you'll have to meet the criteria. Yes, you will. You won't be running from God. You'll be running to God.
Hallelujah.
You know, you'll be seeking out the people of God. Yeah, and you'll be looking for the righteousness of God. Hallelujah. You know, you'll have enough of pleasure seeking. Hallelujah. Oh, help me, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
All right. Charlene, you doing all right today?
I'm doing great.
I borrowed your cart this morning.
Uh-huh.
I tried to call you, but you didn't answer. So I ran off with it, but I brought it back. All right. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Timothy, you can pray, can't you? All right, brother.
For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be weary and faint in your minds, because ye have not yet resisted unto blood striving against sin. Looking diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and thereby many be defiled. And so this is to the general assembly and church of the firstborn, which are written in heaven, and the God, the judge of all, and to the spirits of just men made perfect. And last one, then this word, yes, once more signifying, the removing those things that are shaken as of those things that are made, that those things which cannot be shaken may remain. Well, Heavenly Father, again, just thank you again for your determination to save us, Lord. And we should all say this a faithful saying, worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came in the world to save sinners, and we could say we are the chiefest. And And certainly, Lord, we would count the long-suffering God as our salvation, and I think we're all fairly good at short-suffering, but we need to get more into the long-suffering and consider what you've done for us, oh God. And we thank you, Lord, that in our patience we will possess our soul, but we know that'll incur trials, Lord. And so we would think it not strange, this fiery trial, and that sometimes we think it's strange, Lord. And so help our righteous response, Lord. We know that wherever we go, there we are. And so I'm the man that mostly troubles me, Lord. And so I thank you, Lord, that in that, though, you are determined to save us, and we're being made perfect through the suffering. And so I thank you, Lord, that you count us worthy and help us to be transformed by the renewing of mind and really see this great salvation, O God, and all that you've done for us, O God. And let this goodness that you showed us again this day bring us to a place of repentance. And we pray for Brother Rico there, Lord. Every time I see him, Lord, it just he touches my heart because I love him. But I pray, Lord, you restore him, O God. Restore such as should be restored, O God. Save such as should be saved. And we thank you, Lord, again that you sent Pastor Rice again today, Lord. And I pray we will receive him wholeheartedly and not look for his halting or critique him such a way where we don't receive his words. And so we thank you for the prophet sent and all the brothers that preach, Lord. And I believe the ministers are sent for our perfection. But we need to receive these instructions, Lord, to be hearers and doers of the word. This is a basic fundamental, Lord. It's the way you chose to save them which believe. And not only the pastor, the prophet, the teachers, the evangelists, but the brethren. The brethren, we receive every brother, every sister. So I'm glad that anytime I'm being received, Lord, and I'm glad that I want to reciprocate that. And we thank you, Lord, for loving us, setting your love upon us, looking unto you, Jesus, even the author and the finisher of faith. You've begun this good work. I believe you're going to perform it even now. It's being done, and you're going to finish it. So help us to be ready, Lord, coming up, Feast of Trumpets. Gather your people, Lord. Make us one. Bless those listening well, and help us all, Lord, in this hour to draw nigh and move with fear. Mend your care. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, brother, for praying for us. Anybody need any help specifically? No, we need help in the vineyard. All right. Glory, glory. All right. All hearts and minds clear. The Lord is coming. Maranatha. Amen.